From News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. The rainbow crosswalks have been removed from the Montrose neighborhood. This follows direction from Governor Abbott for Texas cities to take political messages off of Texas roadways. Now, this despite a gathering of over 200 people on Sunday to save them. Metro reported to City Council member Abby Kamen that equipment was moved in and the removal would begin this morning, and it has. The equipment at intersection of Westheimer and Taft again already was in place. The work carried out by Metro. The removal comes again from a directive from Governor Abbott on orders from the U.S. Department of Transportation. Early voting begins today on 17 proposed amendments to the Texas Constitution. One of them is Proposition 3, and it would let judges deny bail to defendants charged with some of the most serious felonies. Here's State Senator Joan Huffman of Houston. She's the author of the measure.
This doesn't take away any of the other rights that they would have for a trial, for the state to have to prove the case beyond a reasonable doubt. It's just reserved for those that would be held pending trial. And I will say that many states have this exact same type of system.
Critics of Proposition 3 argue that it would deny the presumption of innocence until proven guilty, along with worsening overcrowded jails. Texas can now screen for cervical cancer at home with a new pap smear alternative. KERA's Abigail Ruman reports that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved that new test back in May.
Texas is the eighth state with access to Teal Health's at-home test. It looks for strains of the sexually transmitted infection, HPV, that can possibly lead to cervical cancer. Kara Egan is the CEO and co-founder of Teal Health. She says it can be difficult or uncomfortable to access this preventative care, but it's critical for people's health.
Cervical cancer is completely preventable if screened regularly.
Egan says about 1 in 3 people are behind on cervical cancer screenings, but she hopes having another option encourages them to keep up to date. I'm Abigail Ruman in Dallas.
The Houston Rockets have signed star player Kevin Durant to a 2-year, $90 million contract extension. This is a $90 million extension with a player option for 2027 and 2028. Durant currently holds the record for the highest career earnings from any NBA player. The Rockets acquired Durant back in July. Firefighters from multiple departments worked to put out a large blaze yesterday at a commercial building in the Spring area. This happened near Spring Cypress Road along I-45. Again, Spring firefighters, in addition to firefighters from South Montgomery County and the Woodlands, assisted in getting that situation under control. It sent heavy black plumes of smoke high into the air that could be seen for miles. People were forced to take alternative routes, and residents in general were asked to avoid the area. It is currently 65 degrees here on the UH campus. We're set up for a high close to 88 later today. Partly cloudy today, but those rain chances increasing going into tomorrow. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.